Hi, I'm Chris Quinn from the Northern Ireland Youth Forum.
Chris, why are you here today?
To talk to some of our elected members from the Education Committee. It's a really good opportunity for us. The Northern Ireland Youth Forum is funded by the Department of Education, so it's very important for us to have a good relationship with the decision makers. And I suppose our job is all around giving young people, being advocates for young people, or giving young people the chance to engage directly with decision makers. So today is one example of how we can do that.
And have you had this opportunity before?
Not in this format, I must say. We've had face-to-face, you know, one-to-one conversations with ministers, different MLAs, different civil servants about a range of issues, but I think today's event is a lot different. It's a little bit more relaxed. It's a good networking opportunity as well.
Hello, my name is Arfan Yazin from Advice Northern Ireland. I'm here today to highlight the issue around the take-up of free school meal entitlements and free clothing allowance entitlements. It's estimated that around 11,000 children across Northern Ireland aren't taking up these entitlements. That's out of a total of around 56,000 children. So it equates to around a 21% of children not taking up this entitlement.
Why do you think that is?
Well, there's a raft of issues around why the take-up of free school meals is low. But one of the biggest ones would be the stigma around for children, especially for going in and claiming their free school meals.
And who are you?
I'm Claire Majuri, and I'm the chair of the NAHT Nursery Education Sector Committee.
And what do they do?
We are the union that represents head teachers in Northern Ireland, and we also represent all the head teachers in the nursery school sector.
And what are you aiming to achieve today?
Today we're aiming to raise the profile of nursery education. We want to make the Education Committee aware that the inspectors report that all the research shows that the true excellence and the best outcomes for children are in the nursery schools and the nursery classes.
Thank you. Would you like to introduce yourself, please?
I'm Sharon Beattie, and I am the Belfast Chair of the British Association of Early Childhood Education, and I'm the National Vice Chair. And we represent children to quality education for children 0 to 8, looking at quality and quality coming through the education aspect and teacher-led provision in preschool.
Have you had the opportunity to meet the Committee of Education before?
This is our first opportunity to meet with them, although we've met individual members of it. It's our first, you know.
And do you think this is a good opportunity for organisations such as yourself to mix with committees of the Northern Ireland Assembly?
Yes, I think it's very important that we raise the profile and, you know, introduce the politicians making the decisions about education to what quality actually is and how that translates into practice across Northern Ireland.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to introduce yourself, please.
Yes, my name is Graham Logan. I'm from the Northern Ireland Association for Mental Health, and I work as Policy Development Manager.
And what does your organisation do?
Our organisation is very much involved in mental health promotion. And the purpose of being here today is to ask the Education Committee if they would give priority to emotional wellbeing in schools.
How do you feel the access to the MLAs? How do you feel? How often do you get access to the MLAs, and do you feel it's effective?
I find that accessibility to our politicians is good. We have been involved in a lobbying strategy on mental health promotion issues for a number of years. We've built up good communication with all the political parties and indeed with the various committees. So I would say that overall we find politicians who are extremely busy people still have time for us.
Thank you.
My name is Alexandra Bell. I am here representing the staff of Lagan College, and I hope to talk to one of the Education Committee regarding the completion of our building programme, which was agreed 8 years ago, and we are still waiting. We are teaching in very difficult, poor conditions, and as a member of staff, I decided to send a petition to the committee, to Katrina Rowan. I sent copies to each of the committee. And so this, I am here now just to follow up on that and to put our point of view and hope that they can facilitate and help us with expediting the building programme.
Thank you. And would you like to introduce yourself, please?
Okay, my name is Honora McQuaid from Global Dimension.